hope everybody's doing well. Hope you keep on smiling and you're being productive with your time and keeping your spirits up and the spirits of those around you up. One of the topics that keeps coming up, Baruch Hashem, one of the happy things that keep coming up is that Jewish simchas continue to happen, life cycle events continue to happen, even in this very challenging time. So this past Thursday night, I gave a shiur about which Jewish life cycle events require a minyan and which do not. But I only left like 2 minutes at the end to discuss Bris Mila. So I figured maybe it deserves its own 10-minute halacha shiur. Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of people that have had baby boys while we are in this predicament, and they want to go ahead and have a bris. And the question is, do you require a minyan in order to have a bris? The truth is, that's the second question. The first question that has to be asked is whether a bris should be had at all, and that really may depend on how severe the outbreak is in a given community. And that's something for the doctors and the Gedolei HaRabbanim to figure out, that if you have a community where everybody seems to have the virus, and then you have to figure out if it's taka pikuach nefesh, if mom and dad are both have COVID-19, whether it would be pikuach nefesh to put a baby through a bris mila in such an environment. And that's something that, as we speak, the doctors and the Gedolei HaRabbanim are working on in those communities that are hardest hit. But let's assume for a moment that, as has been the case to this point at least, and halavai should continue, that we are doing a bris during the during this outbreak, and the question just becomes, how many people can you have at the bris? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya that Hecha de Efshar, whenever it's possible, you should make a bris with a minyan, with 10 people. And the source for this seems to be a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Yotes, which says explicitly that a bris requires a minyan, that you need 10 people for a bris. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samech Hei Siv Vav, Hecha de Efshar, Avdinon Lemila Ba'asara, whenever it's possible, we do a bris mila with 10 people. Vehecha de Lo Efshar, Avdinon Bepachos Me'asara, and when it's not possible, so you do it with less than 10 people. Clearly, the Beis Yosef writes, this is not Ma'akev, it's just something that's a preference, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains, Demitina Ein Sarech Asara Kibbukola Mitzvos. Mitzvos in general do not require a minyan. A minyan is something that you need for Dvar Meshabekdusha, for things of that nature, but stam, to do a mitzvah, unnecessary to have a minyan just to be able to do a mitzvah. So why is it that we normally insist on a minyan for a bris mila? So this is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Chachmas Adam, when he talks about this idea of a minyan, he says that the reason we need a minyan is lefersume mitzvah. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samech Hei Os Chav Vav also says, L'chadchila mitzvah la'asosa ba'asara shehu pirsum, because that is a way to publicize, kamurgal b'shas, ichnifli asara. Just like you have in the Gemara sometimes, gather me 10 people. What's he talking about? Where do we have in the Gemara that you need to gather 10 people to do something? So he's referring to probably the Gemara in Ksubis and of Zayin Amud Beis, which says that according to Rabbi Avahu, the pasuk of B'makelos Baruch Elukim relates to the need for a minyan to publicize the halacha of Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That when Boaz wanted to teach this halacha of Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, he dafka wanted a minyan, because if he's going to teach such a mechudesh tikka halacha, such a brand new halacha that people were unfamiliar with before, he wanted to publicize it to the extent possible. So that's what he did. He gathered a minyan together, and the Gemara says, Kedah Amar Leh Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdasa'a, just like Shmuel told Rav Chana from Baghdad, Pok va'aisi li bei asara, go out and get me a minyan, so that I could teach you in front of a minyan, that if someone tries to make a kinyan on behalf of an uber, on behalf of a fetus, that the fetus is in fact kona. So that's the idea, that you get a minyan when you want to teach a halacha. That's a very great chiddush. This idea of mezaka luuber kana. In fact, the Gemara goes on to say in the very next line, hamezaka luuber lo kana, that the halacha is not that way. But nevertheless, nonetheless, you do see this idea of trying to gather together a minyan in order to teach this halacha. It would seem that if the entire inyan is just to be mefarsem, then you don't really need the presence of a minyan. The same would work over Zoom or however one could be mefarsem with social media or anything else, if that's the whole inyan of a bris milah ba'asara. However, the Chachmas Adam further brings that the baby is considered to be ki yotze mi beis ha'asurin, like someone who has just left jail, and you need to be lahodos l'fnei asara. One needs to give thanks in front of a minyan, and that's why we say hodu la'ashem ki tov ki li'olam chazdo at a bris milah. It would seem that this is similar to the inyan of requiring a minyan for birchas ha'gomel, that just like one benches gomel after they get out of jail, and gomel is done in front of a minyan, so too the baby just got out of the jail of being in the mother's womb, and now he requires a gomel of sorts. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Daled tells us that in order to bench gomel, it's tzarich hasara utrei minayu rabbanon. You need a minyan, and two of them need to be rabbanon. There's machlokas rishonim. Does that mean you need a minyan plus two rabbanon, or a minyan but among whom are two rabbanon? We're generally makel on that issue, that it's a total of a minyan, and the tour is medayik in Siman Reish Yutes from the lashon of tsarich, that the minyan is not ma'akev. However, the Beis Yosef says that eina diuk nira be'enai. I don't think it's a proper diuk. The adraba lishna ditsarich mashma sheyesh ikuv badavar. That the lashon of tsarich implies that it absolutely is ma'akev. That you actually do need a minyan in order to bench gomel. And in Shulchan Aruch it's two deos. In Shulchan Aruch it's in Reish Yutes si'iv gimel. Shulchan Aruch says v'nagu levarich achar kriyas hatorah lefi sheyesh ha'masara. V'imbirech bepachos me'asara, yesh omrim sheyatza, v'yesh omrim shelo yatza. Two yesh omrims in Shulchan Aruch are you yodse birchas ha'gomel with less than a minyan? And he says, v'tov lachzor levarech bifnei asara, below askaras shemu malchus. But better to bench it, to say gomel again in front of a minyan without saying shem umalchus. So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Ches quotes a ra'ah that even if you don't need a minyan, you should at least wait 30 days to see if you can get a minyan together, because that's better. It's definitely better to have a minyan. So one might say, oh, okay, if having a bris milah ba'asara is based on birchas ha'gomel, so now it might even be ma'akev, and you might have to delay 30 days in order to wait for a minyan. But that doesn't seem to be correct at all. It's not actually birchas ha'gomel, it's akin to birchas ha'gomel. But one would not say that you would delay a bris milah just to be able to have a minyan for the bris milah. A third understanding of why a bris milah requires asara, or has a preference of asara, is mentioned by the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Samech Hei Siv Chavav. And he says that the tinok is nichnas l'kedusha. So the minig is to be mahader achar asara, because dvarim shebikdusha require asara. But he says, ach, kishein eser, ein ikuv bedavar. But it's certainly not ma'akev if you don't have a minyan. Now, the nafkamina between these three reasons is that if you hold that it's lefer sume mitzvah, or even if you hold that it's about, it's like the birchas ha'gomel, so according to all three reasons, it's not ma'akev. The minyan is not ma'akev. The question is, can you be yotze the minyan idea over Zoom? If you get 10 people together that are watching the bris milah, is that going to be enough? So if you hold that it's about lefersume milsa, so then of course it's enough, as long as you are mefarsem. If you hold that it's about birchas ha'gomel requiring asara, so then you have to figure out what exactly the nature of birchas ha'gomel requiring asara is. Pashtus is that it is not a davar shebikdusha either, and also would be fine over Zoom. But if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's because the baby is nichnas lekedusha, so we have this minig of asara based on Kedusha, so then l'chora it would be best to have a minyan together in that given location. Now, how do we paskin? So again, certainly not ma'akev. So if there's going to be any tzad sakana shebedavar, Moreno Rav Shechter said that if you can convince a family not to have a minyan for the bris, that's better. Better not to have a minyan for the bris. If you can't convince them, then you understand that there is such a minyan, so at least a minyan mitzumtzum, an exact minyan. Rav Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yaradeya Chelek Dalit, Simon Gimel, where he was asked about a bris milah that was being performed in a hospital, and they were not going to allow a minion of people into the operating room for the bris milah, understandably so. So they wanted to know, can they have a minion of people watching from the gallery, overlooking the operating room? Is that going to be a kiyum of anything? And Rav Moshe says, well, the whole idea is to be edus ne'emanus li Yisrael ba'asara, to publicize that this person is being brought into briso shel Avraham Avinu, and therefore ein lahakbid, if it's not a big deal if they don't allow you into the room where they're actually doing the mila, elamistaklin sharam derech hazuchuches, they could look through the glass and there are dele edus ksherin umitzdarfin af elu shemecheder acher kivin sharon al kolpanim, that since it would be good enough for edus, it would be good enough for bris mila as well, and therefore it would seem that according to Rav Moshe, as long as people see, as long as people are watching, and even if they're not technically in the room, that would be enough. We should point out that when it comes to naming a baby girl, and a lot of people have asked this question as well, so naming a baby girl is typically done after the father gets an aliyah l'Torah, but it really doesn't have to be that way. Meaning there is a nusach of a mishaberach, but you could just say, this is the name of my daughter, and publicize it to the world, and then that is in fact her name. All of the makoros that we just mentioned about a bris were not about naming a baby. They were about a bris, a minion for a bris. There's nowhere that it says that you need a minion, that I'm aware of at least, that you need a minion in order to give a Jewish person a name. In order to give a person a name, it's lav dafka that you need asara. You just need to start calling them that name and let the world know that that's their name. Now, we most often name a baby boy at his bris, and we most often name a baby girl by an aliyah l'Torah, most often, but it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes, Moreno Rav Shachter has pointed out, it's wiser to give a baby a name before the bris. Sometimes if a bris is going to be delayed for months and months, so you don't want a baby sitting there without a name for such a long time. Sometimes if a hospital staff sees that the baby wasn't even given a name by the parents, the hospital staff might think that the parents have given up on the baby and think that the baby is hopeless. They're not going to realize that it's because of some religious sensitivity. There's no actual requirement that the name dafka be given by the bris. So when naming a baby girl, or for that matter a baby boy, if the bris is unable to happen on time and you don't know when the bris is going to happen, so all one really needs to do is publicize to all of their friends and family that this is the name that we're going to call this child, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should soon be in a position where we're able to celebrate Jewish simchas the way that we are familiar with celebrating them, and we shouldn't have to deal with any such shilas. Everyone have a great day, and thank you very much for your patience. I apologize that I was late, and thank you for coming to learn with me today.